Yo, it's your boy T-Man, host of Nothing But Dogs Cast. And first and foremost, let me get my sponsors out of the way. I got Nails Next Door. And you can visit her website at www.nailsnextdoor.com for all your nails needs. And then I got the Gold Club K9 Group. And you can visit them at goldclubk9group.com and use discount code BDP for 12% off your order. And today's show, I have a special guest for you. From the house of Issa Bullies, and she is live with me right now.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. How are you? Everything's good?
Yes. Enjoying the warm weather. It finally stopped raining. It's been raining like crazy in Texas. So been playing with the dogs outside.
Yeah. So I'll let you introduce yourself. And then we'll jump into the show.
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the invitation. My name is Natalia Issa, and I am the owner, and I am the House of Issa Bullies. I live in Dallas, and I've been only doing this for about 2 years, and I just had my first litter.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. So how you feeling about your first litter?
I feel really, really awesome, very blessed. I'm very happy. I have been taking forever to let go of my puppies because they all look so good and I can't decide which one to keep. So I'm just like taking my time, and I know I'm driving people crazy. They're like, let me buy that dog. And I'm like, no.
So how many puppies did you have in your litter?
So I only had four. I had three boys and one girl. I'm definitely keeping the girl. And the three boys are just outstanding. They each bring a little something special. So it's really hard to make a choice. I'm like, can I just keep all of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's Harlow?
Yes, Harlow. Yeah.
Baby, she's Harlow. Beautiful.
Thank you.
She is beautiful. So you said you've only been doing it for 2 years.
Yes.
So what made you decide to go American Bully?
So I rescued a dog from a hurricane, and she stole my heart. Like, the whole drive home, it took forever to get home, and I just said, I need to adopt this dog. So I called the rescue, and I adopted her, but I didn't know anything about the breed. I didn't know. All I knew is that I loved her. I loved her personality.
Yeah.
I loved her presence. I loved her energy. I loved her blocky head and her white chest. I love her muscles. I could just watch her, and like everything will slow down when I would watch her. And I'm like, this dog is gorgeous. And then somebody told me, hey, that's an American Bully. And I'm like, really? American Bully? Okay. Because at this point, I honestly thought that was a pit bull.
Yeah.
So I started to educate myself. Her name was Morse.
Okay.
And she passed away in 2020, February of
2020. Sorry to hear that.
And so I just started to research, fell in love. I started to follow some kennels. Of course, I found Bossy kennels. Mm-hmm. I found all the big ones. And then one day I saw Dolce. Mm-hmm. And so I got Dolce from Clutch Kennels. Yeah. And then I just, from there on, it's like potato chips. You can't just have one.
Yeah. So how many dogs do you have right now on your yard?
Right now, with puppies included?
With puppies included.
So we have 8 right now.
Okay.
Yes, but everything got really serious when I got Legend, because I really got him because I was sad, I was depressed, I was scrolling through Instagram. I'm going to be honest, I didn't do any research. I just saw him and I said, wow, this dog just speaks to my heart. I'm going to get him. And I literally just jumped on a plane, went and got him. And we started to do DNA testing, started reading more. And then everybody was crazy about Legend. My account grew because of Legend. And I said, I feel like I have something really special. So that's where it all started to get really serious.
Okay. Yeah, and when did you get Legend?
Legend. I got Legend last year during the lockdown.
Okay.
Legend is very, very young. So he's only 15 months old.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't look 15 months old, but he is. He's young.
Yes. Yeah. He's very, very young.
Yeah, so as far as research, how much research did you do and who helped you along the way?
So after I got Legend, I really started to get into pedigrees, and I really started to learn about all his lineage. He's got a lot of prime yards in him. And I'm like, I love this. This is the look I love. This is the type. This is the personality. They're all very mellow, very much like the breed. I love how thick they are. They're just so proportionate. And I've never heard of anybody having problems with a prime yards dog. So I said, this is exactly what I want. And then I learned from Howard Spartabulis. He has a grandfather of Legend. He just teaches a lot about the breed, the nutrition, and all that stuff. So I started to get really into raw feeding, how to exercise my dogs, how to feed my dogs correctly. And it took off. I just love it. I really enjoy it. I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell you put a lot of time into it. and people don't really realize how much time it takes. Are you showing any of your dogs, or are you just breeding right now?
Yes. So I have been training King. So my baby King is my black trindle dog. Have you seen him?
Yep, I have.
He is a delight. That dog has been a joy for me. I got him in August of 2020, and I started training him right away because everywhere I took him, people were like, wow, this dog. And he does have such a beautiful presence, and his structure, top line, chest, feet, head shape, perfect bite. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pursue the whole show ring and learn as much as I can. I've hired trainers. Yes, that's my baby. I've hired trainers to teach me. I've bought DVDs. I'm always looking on YouTube or anybody that shows dogs. I'm always like, how much would you charge me to spend a few hours with me and just run me through it, watch me do what I'm doing and correct me and just help me, so I can be ready to show King when he's ready. So I'm going to start showing him in May. We are in May, at the end of May.
Okay. And what show is that?
That's going to be May 22nd, and it's going to be in Mesquite. I forgot the name of the show, but I know that's where we will be doing our – we actually did a run through for it with the ABKC, and I just kind of wanted to get my feet wet and kind of wanted to take him. I've been taking him to shows to get him used to the noise.
Get the nerves out.
All the dogs around him, and he does really well. He's got an excellent temperament, and so now we're gonna go for real, May 22nd.
That's awesome. Yeah, he looks good.
Thank you.
And where did you get him from?
So I got King from Exquisite Bullies.
Okay.
They are in South Carolina. And they have my Legend is scratching the windows over there. They have beautiful, incredible dogs. So King, the father is actually a Merle, which is Pablo. And he's the grandson of, you know, EBI. Oh, no, he's actually the brother. Roderick is the brother of Joker, EBI Joker. So he comes from that same Linus, all the Merle people come from. Merle dogs. Yes, but he's got a lot of top dog bullies blood in him, which he's got Loki, Ace, he's got Georgia. This is all top dog bullies, super famous dogs. So that I feel like that's what gives him that big structure and that beautiful look in him.
Yeah, he looks like he has a great temperament too.
Yes, he is absolutely the sweetest.
Yeah. And I see I see you show in your photos, it seems like you show your dogs a lot of attention, a lot of love, and you treat them like family. How important is that to you?
It's very important. I really enjoy them. And for me, I spend one-on-one time with them. They all have their routine. They're all very young, so it is very important for me to spend as much time as possible with them. So we have our times together, and I just love them. I enjoy them. They are fulfilling. They just make me very happy.
Yeah. And I see, I'm looking through your photos. All your dogs look well taken care of. How much would you say, roughly, do you spend on the raw feeding a month?
How much money?
Yeah, on the like the raw. It's a rough estimate.
I'm like, it's too much money. So I would say I spent around $500 or $600 on the raw for everybody.
Okay. And do you just feed raw or?
I do. So right now I have a mixture because I have the puppies and I'm still kind of feeding Dolce and the puppies puppy food.
Okay.
But I go back and forth and I tried my best to sometimes also supplement with stuff from the grocery store. So I'm part of a co-op. Okay. And you make your order and they already have a blend put together with everything the dogs need. So you don't have to guess or mess it up or try to, because raw feeding could be very challenging. And if you don't have the correct proportions with the bones and the organs and the minerals that they need, definitely, you know, you will probably cause some imbalances in your dog. So I'd rather buy the blends that are already pre-packaged together.
Okay.
And I do supplement with stuff from the grocery store, like bones and things that they can just work on and be dogs.
Yeah. So is that somewhere local that you get it from, or do you get it shipped in?
So, yes, it's a company called Ross Wells.
Okay.
And they have a group in Dallas and they also have a group in Fort Worth.
Okay.
And we put our orders online and then we are able to go pick it up. So it's a process to go pick it up and it's always nerve-wracking because you only have 10 minutes to pick up your $600, $400 or whatever amount of money that you've placed into an order. And you can't miss it, otherwise you lose your money.
Travis said you have the best content.
Oh, Travis. Travis knows you. He told me, I know my friend. That's Terrence. That's my friend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he said you have the best content. And also Maverick.
I know. He wants Maverick. And I want Maverick for him. So I'm praying that God will open doors.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Travis is a good dude.
I love that. Thank you, Travis.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So to the puppies, I want to talk about the puppies.
Yes.
And I know you said that Harlow.
Yes.
That's definitely a keeper.
That's my keeper. I am so happy I only had one girl, because if I had many girls, I would have been like, how am I going to choose a girl from this?
Yeah. So she's beautiful.
Thank you.
She has the look that you like.
Yes, she has that white chest, beautiful top line. I love the way she moves. I've been watching my puppies. I know this is probably crazy, but I record them. Like, I record myself and I record them in slow motion. And I'm like, okay, love the stride on this dog. I love the way the puppy sits already, like the confidence, like all of those stuff are very important to me. And that's what I've been observing. That's why I haven't sold them, because I'm like, wait a minute, like this is my first litter and I really want to make sure that I learn to observe my dogs, like what's really what I want to do and where I want to take this program. Yeah. So I've been taking my time.
Yeah. So who do you feel like the alpha is out of your litter?
I would say Maverick. Maverick is a bull. He is incredible. And he's the first one to do everything. He's the first one to figure out. He's very observant. So for sure, in terms of personality and intelligence, I would say Maverick. And also body. He's got an incredible body. And he's very much like Legend. And I'm pretty sure that when I get back his embark testing, his DNA is going to be, his traits and all the stuff is going to be identical to Legend, because that's exactly what Legend looked like as a puppy.
Okay. Yeah, that's dope. They look good. They look happy. They all look confident.
Yes.
So I've seen a couple of puppies that aren't as confident, and they kind of take the back seat to the other puppies.
Yeah.
What do you think about this breeding and the confidence that all the puppies have?
Well, I think the breeding was something that really clicked. I think both Legend and Dolce have incredible strengths. And I feel like they put both of those things together into these puppies. And I love that. I love that they're so consistent. They're all about the same weight. They're all about the same size. There's nobody that's literal a little head. They all have kind of like the same head shape and everything. So I'm really happy with what happened between Legend and Dolce, and I think I should definitely repeat that. Yeah. And with the puppies, I've been doing puppy culture. I don't know if you've heard of that. Mm-hmm. So from the day third, I realized that Dolce was like, okay, I got this. I'm going to be an incredible mom. I'm going to be breastfeeding these babies 24/7. And I said, okay, I think they're really relaxed. They're really happy, and I can pursue this program. And I started doing the early neurological stimulation. So every single stage that the puppies have been growing, I've been doing tests and exercises and things to just build their confidence, build their skills, their mobility, their coordination. And I think it shows.
Yeah, it definitely shows. So did you whelp your litter yourself?
Yes.
So how was that?
I loved it. I didn't think I was going to love it as much, as you always hear so many bad stories, but I was like, this is beautiful. What a beautiful process. And my respect and my love for Dolce went like from here to like way up there, just because of how amazing of a mom she is and how much she just taught me. She's always been my greatest teacher. I love my Dolce. So for me, it was a beautiful learning experience. I'm very happy I only had four, because I think more I would have gone crazy. And, you know, being the first time, you kind of need something to not be too crazy. And I love this experience. I'm like, okay, taking notes about everything so that next time I do things better and that I have my space really well done for them and for me.
Yeah. So with the puppies, do you do your own shots or do you take them to the vet?
So I did my own shots this time. Okay. I have a lot of friends that show me everything. Even I'd help with one of my dogs when I went to pick her up from the Meltons. I saw them do the shots. I was there like with the puppy. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I feel like this is something we can do. And they look super healthy. I've been deworming them, weighing them. So right before I'm going to send them to their homes, I will definitely take them to the vet and have a complete certificate of health and everything. We also did the EMBARK testing. So
okay.
I really want to go, you know, good on testing and making sure that all my dogs are what they should be.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I think more people should do that.
Yes.
And this is Saint, and I like Saint.
I love Saint.
He has that same confidence and that stride and walk, the kind of strut that looks like he could do some things, do some special things.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about him? I know Harlow is your baby, but
yes. Oh my gosh, I love Saint. He is the sweetest baby. He's the chillest puppy of the whole litter. He is always just kind of like taking a step back and observing. And I love that about him. He's not rambunctious at all. And he is just wide. That boy has bone on bone. Big old head, big old chest. He is just very well built. I love him. And his tweed pattern is really beautiful.
It is.
I don't know if you can see that the merle spots, how they have the different shades of in the merle. So I think that's called tweed pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks good. I like him a lot.
Thank you.
So how old are they now?
They are 8 weeks old.
Okay. So they're going home soon.
Yes. Well, I'm going to do their ears and I'm going to care for them because I don't trust anybody doing ears on them. Okay. I'm that type of bully mom. So I'm going to go ahead and take care of that. And these puppies, whoever, you know, I decide to let go, I think they'll probably end up going to their new homes around 11 to 12 weeks, just because I want to be able to take care of their ears. And also I want to have a little bit more time to make the best decisions on them.
So are you doing any training while they're with you?
Yes. We are doing so much awesome training. So this week we are working on toy exchanges, because I feel like one of the things that I've noticed just from owning my own XL bullies and my bullies is that being possessive is a challenge for the bullies. So I've been doing a lot of food exchange, toy exchange with each puppy, so that they know that they can't just hug the thing, hug the toy and get obsessive about it. So that's something that I also work with my adult dogs, just because in the past when I had rescues, that's where all the fights would start, over a toy, over a bone, even over a shoe that was mine and they thought it was a prized possession. So that's something that this week we're working on, and then we're working on our stacks. So I'm teaching them to free stack, and I'm just doing like this motion so that they follow with their head, and they're just so cute. They're so smart. They get it. So I'm like 5 seconds with each puppy and then we're good to play.
Yeah. I think that's dope. And I think it's really dope that you're putting in that amount of time with the puppies, because I think that's going to allow whoever gets them to enjoy their puppy more.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm very lucky that I do get to spend a lot of time. I have another business.
Okay.
And my other business only happens on Saturdays for at least 6 to 8 hours max. So I have the whole week to be with them.
Yeah. So you have the time to actually put in with them.
Yes.
Yeah. That's super dope. So as far as what's coming up in the future, what do you have planned for the future? Future breedings? Are you do you plan on staying in-house? You going outside?
I haven't decided yet with Dolce, but because Dolce is my only female that is breedable. So I love what happened with her and Legend. So I'm just really thinking about my strategy next time. I know for sure Legend has some breedings coming.
Okay.
I think after everybody saw the puppies at 7 weeks, they were like, all right, Legend's got something special. So we have been working on all his stat contracts, and he's got some really great ones coming this summer and late fall. Yes, that's Legend.
Yeah, he is bulky. For sure. He's
beautiful.
Yeah. So this is your foundation male.
Yes.
And you got him from South Carolina, right?
Who I got him from, the Meltons.
Okay. Yep.
And he is Uma. It's his mom, and the dad is Payday, Colione Payday.
Okay.
So he's got a lot of, on the mom side, he's got Butterscotch, he's got Havoc, he's got Monster Mutt, he's got all that really good prime yard blood.
Yeah.
And then on the dad side, he's got Ghost, EBI Ghost, he's got Joker, and he's got everybody else that comes from that line.
Yeah, he has a lot of bone.
Yes.
And he's super confident too.
He is.
Yeah.
He has a beautiful temperament. He's looking at me through the window like, hey, let me in. You want to show up? Let me see if I can get my husband to get in. Habibi? I think they left. But do you want me to go get him?
Yeah. Let's see him.
Okay, hold on. I'm coming.
All right. Let's see what we got, man. Yeah, Legend's definitely nice, man. It's a steel shot.
Here's Legend. He's going to play now. Legend, come. He's going to drink water first. And then he'll be here. But Legend was the puppy that pulled me out of sadness. He came in a time that I was just destroyed, like in my heart. I had lost my dog S'mores.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and I literally, like, my business went from thriving to zero.
Yeah.
So I was dealing with all those feelings, and I saw this puppy on Instagram, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this dog, there's something about him. He's like an angel. And I literally saw him call them, message them, and then I was on a flight to get him.
Yeah, see, that's good. And with, like, it was just the pressure from the job and then COVID, like not being around people, or?
Yeah, so it was the fact that, so I do luxury destination weddings, and with COVID, okay. I wasn't able to continue that at the time. And even to this day, I feel like my next trip is going to be in June to the Caribbean.
Okay.
And then I'm going to a national park in the fall. But usually I am everywhere in the world. And so I went from like this high life to like zero. And it was hard. It was very, very hard. Mm. Legend.
So Legend helped you deal with that. He was your emotional support animal.
Oh my gosh, yes. He brought me so much joy, so much love. And then everybody was like, wow, this dog is really beautiful. And that's how we started to gain traction in the whole bully community, because before that, people didn't give 2 cents for Dolce. Yeah.
It only takes one dog to really get eyes on your kennel.
Yes. Yes, and I think that was him. And then people loved the videos and just everything that they saw. It's not scripted. Like, that's just Legend. That's how he is.
Yeah. So do you take your own photos, or do you have somebody that comes?
I do. I love taking photos. So because I worked in the beauty and photography world, I was already taking photos of my work and just enjoying that whole photography side. I've taken photos for other people. I've second shot for other people that are famous. And so when I started to have my dogs, I realized that I needed different lenses for beauty.
Okay.
And so I bought like longer lenses and I started taking photos of the dogs. And I'm like, oh, this is so much fun to take photos of them.
Yeah. So how much? I know the cameras are very expensive. So do you use a mirrorless camera or?
I do. Okay. I do. I have it right here. So I use a Sony A7R3.
Yeah.
And then I don't have a crazy expensive lens. This is just a Tamron for Sony.
Okay.
And it's a 70-180. And that allows me to get a little bit farther away from them and get that closer look and get that like blur background. Here's Legend. Come here. Come here, puppy. Come here, boy. Let's see if I can get him up in my lap. Come here, Bubba. Up. Come on. Come on, boy. No, he's not going to get up. He's caught not to jump on my lap. Come here.
Up. He knows the camera's on.
He knows the camera's on. Here. Come here. There he is.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's like, no.
how much does he weigh?
So right now he's 124.
Yeah.
He's very lean.
Yeah, but you could tell he's over 100, like well over 100.
Yes, he's a big boy. I like to keep him lean because I want him to last me for a very, very long time. And I feel like with this breed, it's very important that they're not overweight, that you exercise them correctly, and that they eat the right meals. A lot of bullies have a lot of skin issues, allergies, and I feel like with the raw feeding, we've really nipped that in the butt.
Okay. Have you had any issues with allergies as far as with the raw food?
No, I really haven't. I haven't had any problems, but when we first got Legend, he did not do well on kibble, and that's when I was like, okay, I think I really have to start researching. And that's when I found out about, you know, Howard and how he talks about raw feeding and what he does for his dogs and how well they look and they have beautiful muscle and just everything about his dogs look very, very good. So I said, I think I'm going to pursue the whole raw feeding.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to get it right? I know you said you bought a prepackaged, but how many times a day do they eat? What was your learning curve with that?
So, oh, yes. And I lost a lot of food because I made mistakes along the way. But when Legend was a puppy, I was feeding him 3 times a day and he did not want to eat 3 times a day. So I was having to throw away food. Mm-hmm. And now he wants to eat only once a day and it's in the mornings. Like, after we work out, after we walk him, that's when he wants to eat, or late at night. He's not, I try to feed him twice a day, but he's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
So I feed him a good, nice meal right after we work out, and then he gets to sleep it off.
Okay. So it's like, so the package, the food comes prepackaged.
Yes.
Is it for individual meals, or do you have to break it down yourself?
No, it comes in a big tube and you have to measure it. So you have to de-thaw it and then you have to measure it.
Okay.
Oh, I have a puppy crying. I think it's my Dolce. She's going to cry forever now. She knows that Legend is over here. She's so like, that, Legend.
So that one tube, how many feeds do you get out of that?
For a dog, I would say I get 2 to 3 feedings out of the tube. If I'm adding other things like a turkey neck or turkey feet or whatever other part of organs or feet or stuff that I'm adding from the grocery store that I can find. But if I was just to feed them just that, they will be so bored and they will not eat their food. So that's why I try to supplement with having some things that are more like where it has fur and it's got bones in it that they can work through it.
Yeah, and they mix it up so they don't get bored with the food.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That makes sense. And do you feed, so you're feeding the puppies raw as well?
I am. I'm mixing a little bit of the kibble. I'm doing wellness puppy kibble, and I'm doing turkey and raw goat milk.
Okay.
And Dolce's eating the same thing.
Okay. And she was eating that while she was pregnant as well?
No. Yeah. So this is a mistake that I made, and I didn't know until later, but I didn't know that you're not supposed to feed raw to your female when they're pregnant.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either.
I fed her raw the whole time, and then I read it in a pamphlet, and I was crying because I'm like, oh, my gosh. I thought I was feeding her, like, the most expensive, best food ever.
Yeah.
And I was actually not supposed to feed her raw. So for next time, I think right before I know that it's breeding time, I will start doing the transition to kibble, and the whole pregnancy, I will probably feed her puppy formula, like the puppy kibble, and I will probably supplement with cooked meals, like cooked beef or cooked chicken and all that stuff.
Yeah. And how many times was she eating a day when she was pregnant?
She was eating twice a day when pregnant. She was always hungry. She was always by the refrigerator with puppy eyes. And I'm like, okay, fine. So she got a lot of snacks.
Yeah. And she was at home for the birth?
Yeah, no. So we tried so hard to do everything natural, and she never went into labor. And I bought a stethoscope that somebody recommended me to buy. Uh-huh. It's my friend from Wicked Bullies. And I started to listen to the puppies like right around the time when it was time to be born. And I would just hear them, hear the movement, hear their hearts. And then closer to when it was time to give birth, and I saw that the day passed and nothing happened and she never started panting or anything, I started to pay even more attention with the stethoscope, and there was one day that they were not moving, and I drove straight to the vet and they took them out in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
The puppies would have probably died had I not been listening and paying attention to the puppies through the stethoscope.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were.
Yes.
I'm glad you were.
Yes. Their heart rates were super low when I got there, and they made me sign, and they're like, we have to take the puppies now. And within 10 minutes, the puppies were out and screaming and moving. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was such a close call.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would have broke your heart.
Yes. I'm happy that I follow my instincts. I feel like a lot of the breeding stuff is all instinctual. It's all, you know, just getting to know your dog and watching for signs and just paying attention to the dog is all you have to do to make sure that you do everything right and well for them.
Yeah. And how's Dolce doing now?
Ah, she's doing amazing. She is so happy. Loves her puppies. She wants to play with her puppies 24/7. Like, she's reverted back to a puppy. And she's super thick. I love this new body. I'm like, I don't think you're ever going to lose this weight because she just looks like a woman right now. So I'm like, I love this Dolce.
Yeah. So she's holding on to her weight. So she hasn't dropped off a lot.
She did not drop much weight. I don't think she's lost. She's probably lost like 2-3 pounds since she had the babies, and she hasn't lost any hair. And of course, you know, I continue to like give her all the good stuff that I've been giving her since the pregnancy and after she had her baby. So I think it's just part of taking care of her. And I know that she has some really good years ahead of her. So I'm like, I want you to live forever, Dolce, so I better feed you amazing.
So who inspires you to do what you do? Like, who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
Oh, I have so many great inspirations. And it's funny, but I do have inspirations outside the bully world that I love and admire what they're doing, how influential they are, and what they're producing out there. But in the bully world, I will say I love my friend from Exquisite Bullies, Christy. Mm-hmm. I love how she loves her dogs, how much thought and care she puts into them. I just love the way she's doing her program. She takes her time with everything. Like, just watching her take her time, I'm like, I feel like I can take my time and I can sell my puppies when I'm ready to sell my puppies.
Yeah.
These are, you know, they're going to live with somebody for 12, 15 years. So I'm responsible for that. And I want to make sure they go to the best homes possible. I also love the Meltons, which is, they're the breeders of Legend and my dog Rebel. Mm-hmm. They are sweetest people ever. They've been doing it for a long time, and they always give me really honest advice. And I just love their heart, and I love how straightforward they are.
Okay. So are your dogs registered ABKC or UKC?
Yes. So Dolce is UKC. Okay. And I just register with ABKC, and all my other dogs are ABKC.
Okay.
And Rebel is UKC.
Okay. So do you plan on dual registering everybody, or just are you going to stick with the ABKC?
So I think for Bronco, because he is not a Merle, he is a Lilac Tri, I can pursue the UKC registry and have the dual registration, but the Merles are probably just going to stay with all the ones that are accepted through the Merles.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that with the UKC?
I think that because it's such a new breed, it's only been around for such a short period of time. Eventually they will accept it. There's so many Merles, and they're going to be like, we're missing out on all this money.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably accept it.
Yeah. And I mean, I know a couple of guys that have Merles in the ABKC that could easily be, I mean, in the UKC, they could be champions. They look like they could be champions. And I mean, one of my friends, he's prepping his dog, and he's a Merle. And I mean, I'm like, he's stunning. Like, he's amazing. But he's like, I can't show him UKC. So, you know, he's dual registering. So, I mean, it's kind of tough, man, because the Merles are beautiful,
but if you can't
champion them, it kind of takes away from it. You know, I don't think it's really a fair thing to do as far as putting them in a category like they don't belong with the rest of the breed.
I know. I feel like it's really unfair, but if we keep producing dogs, especially Merles that are breed standard, that meet all of those requirements, I feel like we can make some noise, and for sure we can definitely champ them out in other registries that are accepted until we're able to do that with the UKC. But I love training my dogs, and I love being able to stack them and just teach them that. And I'm like, I'm doing it just in case one day they say, yes, they're accepted. you can show your dog at the APKC and the UKC and champ them out, because I think that they should, but they're considered a disqualification.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the judges are going to, even once they are accepted, I think the judges are going to kind of preference wise, because it hasn't been there. A lot of the judges may still steer away from the Merles.
I know. And there's some crazy, really looking Merles. So there's a lot of, like, I feel like in the whole Merle category, we have not perfected the look. I mean, there's a few that you can be like, that is an American bully. And yeah. other ones, you're like, I don't know about this dog.
Yeah. I mean, and I think, I mean, I can say that with the just normal American bullies too, non-Merles. You know, I'd be like, yeah, he fits the breed. Mm-hmm. Not so much. You know, like he's still a nice dog, but he just doesn't fit the breed standard.
Yes.
And I think I
feel that, it's like that because in the XL category. I feel like other categories like pocket standards, they have, I feel like they really have nailed down the look. Mm-hmm. But with the XLs, they are all over the place.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, it's a process.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to take much longer to fix the XLs before you see a more consistent standard across the board. Mm-hmm. But it's a process. It's a bigger dog. Like it's harder to meet the standard, I think, because of the size of the dog. And you don't really, you can't really judge what they want from the standard that they've set. You can see what they want, but you just don't see a lot of dogs meeting that standard as XLs. There are some that do, obviously, but a lot of dogs don't. And it could be little flaws too, but they take away from, you know, when you put them in the show ring and stuff like that.
Yeah. So what is your ideal XL look? What would you say is the look that we should be working towards perfecting?
I would say the size without being sloppy. Mm-hmm. I think more lean. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of overweight dogs. You know, 180, 160. Like I've seen a 140 pound dog that looks good. He's huge. Like he's massive. He doesn't look overweight, but I mean, I don't think that's good for their joints and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. To have to carry around that much weight. You know, I think at the most, I would say 140.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can get a pretty clean XL at 140.
Yes.
And I think like getting away from the extreme droopy face and stuff like that. Like just tightening up the face, of course, the head size, the head shape, and good feet. Like I like feet. So you know, I feel like that's super important. So the Eastie Westie thing, it bothers me so much.
I know.
Yeah. So when I see dogs, I'm like, he's super nice, but his feet are not nice. Like they don't fit it. So I think that's one thing we have to do is we have to better the breed without just trying to say I have the biggest dog in the world.
Yes.
You know, I think that's the part that we as dog lovers first have to understand, like, hey, yeah, they're show dogs, but like, are you gonna overfeed your kid so they're obese and they have all these health issues, or are you gonna feed your kids the right proportions to make sure they're healthy? And I think a lot of people overfeed and then the dogs don't carry it well.
No, I know. It's so sad. Yeah. I definitely see that, and especially in the XLs, people are trying to like have the biggest, and I need to turn my light on. I just noticed how dark it is. Hold on. There we go. I was sitting in the dark over there. But I think that is very important for me. My dream XL is the look of the standard XL just in the XL class. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah. I know Mike had at Florida State Bullies.
Yes. I love his dogs.
Yeah. His dogs.
Future is wow.
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite dogs. And I told him like, man, he is phenomenal. And he produces champions. Like that's what he does.
I know. I love that. I listened to that podcast that you did with him, and I was like, I love that. And that's such an awesome goal to have, that you can produce dogs that are so consistent and so well put together that they are champion over champion all the time. That's why My dog Bronco, I don't know if you've seen him. Mm-hmm. After I listened to Mike from Florida States, I was like, I really think I need to consider keeping Bronco because he is just phenomenal. He looks amazing. And I really want to pursue something that I can be proud of and that I can say it's not just a hype. Like, look at the dog.
Definitely look at the dog.
That's Bronco right there.
Where is he?
The lilac, yes. Lilac, try it. With the three photos, go up one, just a little. Right there. That, yeah, yes, that one. That's Mr. Bronco. So it was after that podcast with Mike that I was like, I really need to think about keeping Bronco because he's a dog that I can show and I can do the UKC and I can really show up places and go far with him. He is beautifully made. He has just beautiful fronts, nice chest, top line is great, perfect bite. I've been checking the bite on all my puppies every day. I'm like, please don't change.
he already has the stance, like it's there.
Yes, he's a great looking dog. So I think that every kennel should aim to have, you know, dogs that they can be proud of, that they can show, that they can be like, this is bred to standard. This is something that I'm doing to better the breed and not just for fast cash.
Yeah. So do you think when showing, I know you haven't showed like actually in a show yet, but do you think your confidence is going to rub off on them?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I remember when I first started, the trainers wanted me to hire them as handlers. And I know that there's people that have been doing this and have all the training and stuff, but if I don't learn how to do it and show my dog myself, then there's no enjoyment for me. I really want that relationship. I really want to show up there with my dog. And I want my dog to be like, I am showing for my mom. I want it to be the best for her. Yeah. So I've been trying my best to learn from the best so that I can show my dogs well.
Yeah. Well, that's dope. And how much time do you spend training for that?
So I train every day, like 4 or 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes with everybody. So and
each puppy.
Yes. With the puppies is very short amount of time because they get, you know, they lose their marbles really quickly.
Really
quick. With King and with Legend, I have been trying to do it at least 2 to 3 times a day, right before playing with them or right before a good walk or after the walk. It's just something that is kind of like going through the routine, going through the motions, getting them used to that muscle memory, that knowing that this is part of who they are.
Definitely. Yeah. And I actually just picked up a new puppy.
Post it. Let me see it. Yeah. Put it on the thing.
Let's see.
My goodness, you got the puppy in there.
So he was napping.
He's beautiful. Where did you get him from?
I got him from a local kennel in Virginia called Crunch Time Kennels.
Awesome. And this is an XL?
He is an XL.
Beautiful.
He has pretty much everything. And he's super confident.
Yeah.
Super confident. And he kind of came in the house and he was like the alpha. Like, as soon as he walked in the door, I was like, you know, and my girl, she's huge. So she's like 120 pounds.
Oh, wow. And
yeah. Like he walked over.
Girl.
Yeah. He walked over to her bowl and was just like, yeah, this is my bowl. And I was like, okay. You know.
Here.
Yeah. But he's super confident. And as you can see, he's 9 weeks.
Oh my gosh, he's massive.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Yeah. But so he's a Dirty Harry grandson.
Uh-huh.
So
Their Dirty Harry is here in Texas.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's off at Credibles Postal.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so he's a good pup. He's solid, but I'm going to show him.
Yes.
Just the confidence. Like, he walks, like, the way he walks, the way he moves, what he does. He's not scared of anything, like, at all.
I love that.
Yeah, so I think that's huge. And just seeing the confidence in him early.
Yes.
I think it takes strides. And he's tired, like, he's been running around all day. and him and other dogs are running around.
So I would say the best thing you can do is just start, like, stacking him, getting him used to touching his feet, you adjusting his body and, like, keeping his head up. That is how I've been training the puppies. And King, just that touching and messing with their, opening their mouth so that they know that, okay, when I'm doing this, she's going to touch me. She's going to open my mouth. She's going to, you know, adjust my feet. And they're confident and they're okay with it. So get him used to that. With that training that I was telling you about puppy culture, they have a whole training on free stacking your puppy so that they learn how to just naturally free stack every time they stop, and just, they just look majestic.
Yeah. I like it. I'm going to get the information from you for that.
Yes, absolutely. I'll send you the links and everything.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a hand. He's going to be a handful, and he's going to be huge. So his dad is like 115.
Uh-huh.
And his mom is like right at 100.
That's excellent.
And this is the kennel that I got him from. I got
a kennel.
Yeah. So he's, let's see if I can find. So that's him right here. That's the puppy. Oh,
beautiful. He's precious. What did you name him?
Wonder Boy.
Yes. I love that.
My daughter named him.
I love that. That's a perfect name. Perfect name. Yeah.
And I think it'll carry well, like, promotion wise and everything. I think it'll definitely carry well. And I think it kind of suits him. So this is his dad.
So oh, beautiful. Yeah. He looks awesome.
Yeah, he's huge.
Handsome.
Yeah. But I mean, and then my one of my friends, he actually picked up his brother. Kev picked up his brother. His brother's nice too. And the only reason I didn't pick his brother, his brother's like super, super active. Like, and I have Kobe. Kobe is nonstop. Like, he's a million miles per hour all day, every day. He does not stop. So I was like, I really, really like Wonder Boy. So it was between the two, and it was just like, the way Wonder Boy was carrying himself, it's like he's mature, and he's active too. Like, he's not lazy at all, but it was like he's mature, and you can tell, like, he has the mental for it, and he learns really quickly. And so leash training, he's done great with that. I haven't had any issues. Like, when I first put it on him, of course he went nuts. Like, what is this?
It's like a raging bull.
But when I walked the other dogs, he was like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And he just came right with me. And ever since then, I could take him out by himself.
That's awesome.
And, like, no issues. And I mean, he, like, confidence wise, he doesn't lack at all.
Yes.
And I don't really think he lacks in anything.
I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's my new pup. But yeah,
that's a new addition. That's awesome. So how many dogs do you have at home?
So I have three. So I have Summer, Kobe, and then Wonder Boy.
Okay.
Summer, I actually got her from a guy in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's huge.
Oh, I want to see. Show me Summer. What is her bloodline, or what's her pedigree?
So she's off of Pro Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
That's Summer.
Oh, she's beautiful. And are you planning to breeding your new boy to her?
I am. That is definitely the plan. And Yeah, she's
look amazing. At that chest. Oh my goodness. She's amazing. She looks badass.
Yeah, and she's an XL, so she kind of sets the standard, I think.
Yes, she's beautiful. And you show her?
I don't, but I plan on it.
Yes, she's badass.
Yeah, I have a guy here named Will, good friend of mine, and he's gonna help me with the training for the shows. But yeah, I mean that's the plan. Just get in where we fit in. And she's super, super, super sweet. She scares everybody because her head is literally the size of a basketball.
I love it. For a female, she looks like a female. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's definitely a tank. But she loves, like, super friendly all the time. She's protective. She's very, very protective, especially of my daughter. But I mean, she's not people aggressive. She's not dog aggressive. Like, so she's gonna do well as well. Like, so I just want to get comfortable with the showing process and kind of deal with it that way.
Yes, I love that. I think that's my next goal, is to get a female that looks just like your girl.
Yeah.
I need like that. Have you ever seen Uma, the mom of Legend?
I have.
She has the chest like that, like your girl. And I'm like, oh, that's my dream female, to have a female with that type of head, like Summer. Those beautiful fronts and just that big old chest. I think that females are very important, and I don't know why people don't give them the credit that they deserve, but I feel like they carry almost like 80% of the structure of the dogs.
Yep, they do. I think they do. They carry a lot of it. So
for sure.
Yeah. And I think we are close to our hour mark.
Oh, really? It went by so quickly.
It did go by quickly. So I do want to try to get a show with a few breeders.
Okay. And
I would like you to be one of them.
I would love to be there. You just have to tell me when.
I will. So I'll be doing a show soon. I have to figure it out with everybody's schedule. But I want to get like 8 breeders, and we'll all be on the screen together. And I think it'll be a really, really dope show.
Yes, 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 yes. I love your podcast with Kat from Bossy Kennels. I feel like I re-listened to it like 3 times just because she gave so much good insight. And same with Mike. I was like in the middle of it, in the sandwich of the podcast. I'm like, oh my goodness. They are so, they really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's why they're successful. So thank you for doing this. This is really empowering, and I feel like it raises the bar for the community, and anything that makes everybody better should continue.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you. Did you want to give anybody a shout out or anything like that?
I just want to give everyone that's following our journey a big thank you, and thank you for everybody that is just so encouraging and loving, and thank you for inviting me and to be part of this.
Yeah, I appreciate you for coming on. I definitely appreciate you, and I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Yep, and we'll work it out.
Yes,
I appreciate it. House of Issa Bullies, Nothing But Dogs Cast, and we're out of here. Peace.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya.